This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Ryan Ellis, Director of Tax Policy at Americans for Tax Reform here in Washington. We want to get his thoughts on President Obama's explanation of what a health insurance mandate is and is not on the Sunday morning chat shows, as well as what else we've discovered is in the health reform package sponsored by Montana Democrat Max Baucus. And Ryan, thanks so much for your time.
Great to be here.
Well, the president certainly made the rounds of the Sunday talk shows, and the exchange that seems to be getting the most attention today is the one he had with George Stephanopoulos of ABC News, in which Stephanopoulos says there may be merit to your idea of an individual mandate. Maybe it is good public policy. That's certainly debatable, but how do you say it's not a tax? The president basically said it's because it's for one's own good and it shouldn't be forced upon other people to pay for the health care of those who choose not to have health insurance. What do you make of his explanation that a penalty for those who don't buy health insurance or even the mandate to buy health insurance is in fact a tax?
Well, I mean, I think what President Obama needs to do is take a look at, as Politico pointed out this morning, they can go right to page 29 of the Baucus draft. Senator Baucus's staff, Senator Baucus being the Democrat chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, wrote a very detailed summary of what his bill is, the bill that President Obama is talking about. And on page 29, what you'll find on that bill, and you can find a link to that bill at www.atr.org, what you'll find on page 29 of that bill is a section described as an excise tax. And this is an excise tax that people are going to have to pay if they fail to sign up for health insurance. So exactly what part of excise tax President Obama didn't see as a tax is frankly beyond me.
And that's not the only place I know from looking at your literature that the word tax is used in an area that the president suggested is not a tax.
That's right. When the Baucus plan first came out, what we're calling sort of the old Baucus or Baucus Obama health care plan first came out last week, the first thing I did was just pour right through it and pick out every single tax increase that's a part of this bill. And we've identified about 15 separate tax increases that are a part of this bill, including, most perniciously for individuals, this excise tax that President Obama was so confused about on Sunday.
And what other taxes did you find?
Well, one is there's going to be a tax on employers. So if an employer does not offer health insurance, they're going to have to pay a tax equal to $400 per employee or some lesser amount if they only have a few employees that are qualifying for an individual tax health credit. Now, while that may look like a bad thing for employers, in reality, what that is it's almost like a bribe for employers that are currently providing health insurance to drop it. According to America's Health Insurance Plans, which is the trade association for health insurance companies, a typical family plan now costs about $12,000 a year, and an individual plan costs about $5,000 a year. And here the federal government's saying, well, you know, if you don't offer health insurance, you've got to pay $400 per year per employee. Well, that's going to be viewed as a savings by anyone who's currently providing health insurance for their employees. This bill is a backdoor elimination of HSAs. Anyone that has a health savings account, which is a high-deductible, low-premium health plan combined with a tax-free savings account where you actually pay for your own doctor visits, pay for your own medicines up to a certain catastrophic level per year. By having all the mandates and requirements and that health insurance has to look a particular way and look just the way that Barack Obama and Max Baucus say it needs to look, it's going to make it impossible to design any plan that's health savings account qualified. So through the back door, this plan actually eliminates health savings accounts. The third thing, the thing that has gotten President Obama and Max Baucus in trouble with a lot of his union side of things on the left, is they have an excise tax on what are called Cadillac health plans. Now, a Cadillac health plan is a health insurance plan offered through your employer that costs more than $21,000 for a family or $8,000 for an individual. And those plans tend to be labor union negotiated plans. They tend to be plans that are offered in deep blue states that have very high health insurance costs. And what that tax would do is it would say, to the extent that this health insurance plan costs more than $21,000, for instance, there's going to be a 35% excise tax on the amount over that $21,000. And there's a whole lot of other little cats and dog tax increases we can go over if you needed to as well.
And in terms of how the insurance companies would likely respond to that luxury tax, for lack of a better term, would they just pass that along to the consumers? As long as they're over the limit, they're just going to pile it on?
Well, the hope is the people that designed it, that there wouldn't be any health insurance plans offered that cost more than $21,000 per employee. If there was, let's say, a $25,000 plan, and $1,000 of the overage there was going to be paid in federal taxes, then yeah, that $1,000 has to come from somewhere. That $1,000 is going to come by having the premium go up. But really what they want to do is have that almost be a nuclear option, where nobody would actually want to buy one of those plans because of the excise tax. And it's really just another way for the federal government to micromanage what our health care looks like.
Ryan, I know there's different terminology, especially as it relates to the public option versus the co-op approach on the increasing competition, as the Democrats like to say. But fundamentally, what's really different between H.R. 3200, which was debated all summer long in the town halls, and this bill by Max Baucus?
Well, the big difference between a public option and a co-op all comes down to who owns the co-op. A public option really is nothing more than just the government running a health insurance plan. It's really no different than Medicare or Medicaid or the Veterans Administration. It's the government running a health insurance plan directly. A co-op is almost like a credit union or an association of people that come together and have ownership of a company, and then that company provides, in this case, health insurance. What it really comes down to is the government going to be able to control, either directly or indirectly, the owners of that company? So, if you had a co-op where the government is the member, or all the members of the co-op, all the owners, the people that actually control it and direct it, there's absolutely no difference between a public plan and a co-op under that scenario. So this is one of these where we really have to wait and see what the details are on this. If the government is able to control the ownership of the co-op, that means that the co-op is no different than the public plan.
And real quickly, what else can folks find if they go to ATR.org?
Well, if you go to ATR.org, what you'll find is a comprehensive list of every tax increase that's in the Baucus bill. You'll find a comprehensive list of every tax increase that's in H.R. 3200, which is the House version of health care reform. You'll also find a lot of detailed analysis, not only on the tax side of health care, but also, as I like to say, on the healthcare side of healthcare.
Ryan, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, as always, for being with us.
Thank you.
Ryan Ellis is Director of Tax Policy at Americans for Tax Reform. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.